For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Refugees who had spent days in Hungary waiting for passage west are now arriving at the Austrian border, where they've been promised entry and a chance to apply for asylum. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest.
Austria has said that it will let the migrants through its country unhindered. Some of them may stay there. They have relatives there, those who have possibilities of settling down. Most migrants I have spoken to have said they are heading for Germany. Germany is their destination. The reasons, some say that they have family members in Germany, that there is a better infrastructure for them to settle there with a program for resettlement. Of course, the German government has said it will accept many of these refugees.
VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest. French, German, and Italian leaders have said there will be a compulsory and fair distribution of refugees across the European Union. President Obama says the United States and Saudi Arabia continue to cooperate closely in countering terrorist activity in the Middle East and around the world, including the battle against the Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama also assured the visiting Saudi King Salman the nuclear agreement with Iran prevents Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and includes inspections of Iran's military sites. UN World Food Program says it will be forced to shut down a life-saving air service in Sudan by the end of the month unless it gets about $10 million in funding. Service is especially crucial in Sudan, where it's almost impossible for aid workers to reach remote areas by ground. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko told VOA on Friday in an exclusive interview that Russia should be allowed to remain a part of the UN Security Council because it is a key world military leader, but there should be changes in its power on the council.
I think that it should be lifted, the veto right in the conflict, when Russia takes participation. And at least that make mechanism of the Security Council not only more effective, it's returned the effectiveness of the mechanism, because now the mechanism of the Security Council is simply blocked.
Mr. Poroshenko spoke during an interview with VOA's Ukrainian service. He pointed to Russia's rejection last month of a Security Council resolution to create an international criminal tribunal to investigate the July 2014 downing of a Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine that left 298 people dead. Russia continues to say it had nothing to do with Flight 17. In a bid to ease bilateral tensions over terrorism charges and explore ways to promote Afghan peace efforts, Pakistan and Afghanistan have held high-level talks in Kabul, meeting taking place on the sidelines of the Regional Economic Cooperation Conference on Afghanistan. And India has not been spared the ripple effects of the economic slowdown in China, and there is optimism that as Beijing's economy loses some steam, India could benefit. We get more now from Anjanam Pasricha in New Delhi.
When Pawan Anand began exporting steel tools and appliances some 10 years ago, overseas markets were not always easy to capture. India trailed way behind China, which was the world's most competitive manufacturing hub. But times are changing. Anand, based in the business hub of Gurgaon near New Delhi, is all set to tap new clients and expand business for his firm. He says these days it is easier to compete with Chinese firms.
The way we can compete is that dollar is also strong for us, and even the raw material prices in our local industries have also come down. And the other factor where we are also competing well is the wages.
Anand's optimism is shared by many in the government. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
And in sports news, at the U.S. Open tennis tournament on Friday night, Serena Williams defeated fellow American Bethany Mattox-Sands. It went the sets of 3-6, 7-5, 6-love. Top-seeded Williams is attempting to win all four Grand Slam titles in the same year for the first time since Steffi Graf did it 27 years ago. Up next for Williams is Madison Keys, who defeated Agnieszka Radwanska 6-3, 6-2.
That's the latest world news from VOA.